おはようございます。
おはようございます。
Good morning。
先週はね、みんな疲れてて、自分も疲れてて、実は、その前の前の週とか2週間、自分は、自分もすごく疲れた、ね、夏の終わりで気候がね、変わったからか、で、霊的にも、自分もすごくなんか弱ってて、そういう声もなんか周りから聞く、そんな時期です。
Last week we said in our time, in our family sharing time, about people looking and seeming very tired. And to be honest with you, last week I was also very tired. And even the few weeks before that, after coming back from Cambodia, and all the different things that I was hearing from people, is that there seemed like there was just this overwhelming sense of exhaustion within people, physically and spiritually.
So, how are you?
So how are you today?
ぜひね、あの今日の礼拝も、通しても霊的にたくさん満たされて帰っていきます。
My prayer is that as you come in today, that the strength and the joy of the Lord will fill you in the time of worship, and that you will be sent out feeling stronger and feeling more ready to go.
先週あのちょっと来られなかった方もいると思うんですけど、先週プレイズサンデー、賛美礼拝の中で。ある詩篇68篇の箇所をやりました。
Some of you were not here last week in our worship. Our worship last week was our Praise Sunday, and we showed a video. It's a video that uses the words from Psalm 68.
今日はまず最初にまたそのビデオをみんなでもう一度見てみたいと思います。
So before we go ahead and look at that, before we go ahead with our lesson, we want to take a moment and look at that video again and remember the words from the video and what it says about God.
主に向かって歌い、皆を褒め歌え、雲に乗って来られる方に大声で褒め歌え、その皆は主、その御前で小躍りして喜べ、みなしごの父、やもめの裁き人、その神に賛美を捧げよう。神は捕らえ人を導き出して栄えさせられる。神は悩む者のために備えをされる。ということで、なんかうまくいかなかったけど、ちょっといくつかね、今のビデオから言葉を拾っていきたいと思います。みなしごの父、やもめの裁き人、神は捕らえられた人を導き出して栄えさせられる。神は悩む者のために備えをされる。
Well, things didn't work out like it was planned, but that's okay. The parts that we wanted you to see, those words were there. And so we want you to highlight these words. If you have your Bible open to Psalm 68, notice these words and what it describes about God. A father to the fatherless. A defender of widows. He leads out prisoners with singing. He provides for those in need.
2010年、自分はね、初めて水戸教会に来て、でそのすぐ後に、カンボジアのミッショントリップに行きました。初めて、恵子さんとね、初めての旅に行ったんですけど、でそこでね、こう行って見た人はすごく衝撃的で、ただ中でもこの子がね、すごく自分には心に残ってて、やっぱりこう目がキラキラしててすごく可愛くて、
In 2010, it was my first time ever to come to Mito Church. And through coming here to the church, I found out about the Cambodia mission that Mito Church is involved in. And so I went in December of 2010 for the first time with Keiko-san, with Takumi, and with some of the others. And when I was there, I met this girl. That trip... was a life-changing moment for me. And especially meeting this girl I think about her sparkling eyes and her big smile and the interaction that we had and about her story, and that really moved my heart.
まだね、髪があった時です。
That's the time when I still had lots of hair.
で、この旅から帰ってきて、あ、すごい素敵な人たちがいたなってこう感動して帰ってきたんですけど、その後にね、女優からこの子のこうバックグラウンドを聞いた時に、家族たくさんね兄弟がいて、で彼女も働かなきゃいけなくて、で働いてくるお金はこうとりあえず親に渡すんだけど、お父さんはこうギャンブル好きで結局全部お金を取ってギャンブルに使ってしまう。でお母さんは一人で子育てを全部してすごく大変な家庭で育ってた。それでも自分にはたくさんの笑顔をくれた。その子なんでなんだろう、何かおかしいということをすごく自分には心に引っかかりました。
I was really moved by my experience of the people that I met there. And after we came back from Cambodia, Joel told me a little bit more of the details about this girl and her family. She comes from a family of 7 siblings. And she's the 3rd of the 7 siblings. And she has to work as well as going to school to help to support her family. Her mother, of course, stays at home with the kids, and the older kids work. And the father is in and out of the home, in and out of the family. And whatever money they have saved, he usually takes that, and then he goes off and he gambles and spends time with other women, and then comes back. And so when I heard about that, this overwhelming sense of frustration and anger came over me as I thought about this girl who is working so hard to support her family, being in that kind of family situation.
こう何かね、何かが間違ってる。じゃあ自分も何かできることはないかということで、ね、今でも実は続けてカンボジアに行けている。この子はすごくその原動力となったことです。
I felt like something is very wrong, and in some way it needs to be made right. And that was the first part that sparked in me, and I thought I want to continue to take the wrong and help to make it right. And that was what began my journey towards being involved in Cambodia and being involved here with the church.
今日は、それに関する正義というものについて考えていきたいと思います。
And so this morning, as a family, we want to look at the idea of justice, the justice of God. And we're going to think about that and talk about that together.
ヤコブの、2章の2節から4節、前半を見てみると、人間の身勝手な姿が見えてきます。
If you look at James chapter 2 this morning, the passage that was read, and specifically verses 2 to 4,you can see kind of the part of us humans that we feel uncomfortable with, but a part that's very real that we tend to always go back into.
エコひいき、自分に都合のいい人には良くして、そうでない人には冷たい態度を取る。それどころか、その人たちの悪いところを見つけて厳しい言葉を投げかけたり、裁こうとしたりします。
We show favoritism. The people who we like or we naturally connect with, people who we think will help us or benefit us in some way in our image or in our standing, those are the people that we tend to be drawn towards. Or being very judgmental of other people and seeing their weak points and pointing those out to them.
人間は自分はあの人よりは正しいで他の人の悪いところを見つけてそれと比べて自分を正当化しようとします。
Often, as humans, what we do is we look at other people and we say, well, this person has this weakness within them. I don't have that weakness. So, at least I'm better than that person because I don't do that.
なんでこれができないのか。頑張ればできるのに真面目にやってない証拠だってすぐ人を裁いてしまうし。
Why? Why can't you just change in this way? Why can't you become more like this? And then we become judgmental of their weaknesses and their failures.
お前やってることは間違ってる。それは悪いことで、それをやってるお前は悪い存在だ。そんなお前はいなくなってしまえ。すごく厳しくあたったりします。
we become very strict and very legalistic with each other. This is what you can't do. And if you can't do that, then you are not being the kind of person that you're supposed to be.
日本人や馴染みのウルトラマンとか、あとはスパイダーマンとかいたヒーローは、こう悪の怪獣が、ね、現れて暴れてるとやってきて、こう怪獣と戦って、で倒して、うわー、よかった、無理だし、で終わります。
So, for us, most of us, when we think of justice, we just think about stopping the wrong, about policing. And controlling people who are in the wrong. So if you're Japanese, you know, Ultraman who stops the monsters, he fights the monsters and destroys them, and then everything is safe and okay again. Or you know, if you're from North America, maybe Spider-Man or Superman or whatever it is. It's our idea of justice is we just stop the bad guys.
So, こんな風に私たちは正義って聞くと、こう悪を止めること、また悪を裁くこと、ということを思い浮かべるのではないでしょうか。
So, stopping the bad or bringing the wrong to justice, and judging them, judgment, that's kind of our idea of what justice is.
一方で、神の正義とは何なのか。それは人が持つべき当然の権利を持つこと。つまりは受けるはずのものをちゃんと受け取ること、その神の正義を行うというのは人にその当然の権利を与えること、人がその当然の権利を持てるように働きかけること、というのはつまりは受けるはずのものを受けていない人がいるならその人にそれを与えてあげること。
But God's justice is different than that. There's a fuller meaning to the idea of God's justice. God's justice is treating people equitably, equally. So the things that they don't have that they should have, it's ensuring that they have those things. It's not only stopping the bad, but it's also ensuring that the good are protected.
だからこう何か悪いことをしている人に対してはこう制裁、裁きを下すというのも、そうなんですね。で、さっきのウルトラマンの例がそうだし、こう駐車違反をしたりスピード違反をしたらこうチケットが切符、違反切符が切られて反則金を払わないといけないっていうのがそうですね。
So, like I said, our image of justice is like Ultraman, that we just stop the monsters, you know, or if somebody speeds, we give them a speeding ticket. That's a part of what it means to create justice.
ただそれだけじゃない。こう悪事を行っている人にはこう制裁や処罰を加えることでお処刑することでもあるし、また弱い立場にある人には守りとか保障、そういうものを与えること、または悩み苦しんでいる人、そういう人たちにはケアとか配慮を与えてあげること。
So God's justice goes beyond just stopping the wrong, but it extends for people what they should have, what all of us should have as the beloved children of God, as those who are created by God. It's not just punishment of the wrongdoers, but it's protecting those who are weak, those who are vulnerable, something that they don't have, but God created them that they should have it, and we ensure that they have the things that they are supposed to have, caring for those in need. God's justice includes that as well.
そう、裁くことが正義ではなくて、弱い、それだけが正義ではなくて、弱い者とか貧しい人をいたわることも、それも神様の正義と言うことになります。
So not just judgment, but care for the vulnerable. And that's what we want you to key in on, and that God's justice includes caring for the vulnerable, caring for the weak and the poor.
聖書を見ていきたいと思います。箴言、31章の8節、9節。あなたは口の聞けない者のために、またすべての不幸な人の訴えのために口を開け。口を開いて正しく裁き、悩んでいる人や貧しい者の権利を守れ。
So here's a biblical example of God's justice from the book of Proverbs chapter 31 verse 8 and 9. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak upAnd judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy.
みなしごの父、やもめの裁き人、とらわれ人を導き出して栄えさせ、悩む者のために備えをされる。最初に見たビデオに出てきた詩篇68篇の言葉と重なるものがあると思います。
I think this connects with、the passage that we read from Psalm 68 last week and that we began with here in the video, that God is a father to the fatherless. So those who do not have parents, but they should have parents, they're supposed to have parents, he becomes the father to them. A defender of the widows, the one who is weak, who does not have someone to care for her, but she should have somebody to care for her. He is there to defend her.He leads the prisoners out with singing. Those who should have freedom, who are in prison, he gives them the freedom that they should have. And he provides for those in need. The people who don't have the things that they want, he is the ultimate giver, the ultimate provider.
この信念の箇所をはじめとして、聖書の中では、正義とは社会的に力のない人々、弱い立場にある人々を配慮してケアすること。また彼らはそういう立場に入ってしまわないようにその原因から彼らを守ることだということを繰り返し教えて強調しています。
So I think these passages highlight the idea also of social justice. People in our society who are in a weak position. And it's not only just protecting them from the bad people, but also ensuring that they have the respect and the honor and the love and the things that they should have as people and restoring them into that situation.
社会的に力のない人、どれだけ声を上げても助けを求めても聞き入れてもらえない人、相手にしてもらえない人、苦しい状況に陥ってしまう人がいます。
There are people who don't have a voice, people who are ignored, people who are overlooked. It happens in every nation, in every culture, in every society. Who are those people? And we create a voice for them, or we step up and be the voice for them.
やもめ、夫に先立たれてしまって、一人でいる女性の方、孤児、親がいない、何らかの理由で親と離れ離れになっている子供、外国からの移民、来て、外国に来て、こう住んでいる、暮らしている人、また貧しい人々、物がない、また難民、これも、戦争とか、そういった理由で別の場所に行かなきゃいけない、出稼ぎ労働者、家族を養うために家族を離れて、また自分の国を離れて暮らさなきゃいけない人、またホームレス、家がない人ですね。一人で子育てをする例えば何らかの理由で厳しい中で子供を育てていくとまたご年配の方々そういった方が挙げられると思います。
Some examples that we could see that some of these are from scripture and some of them are from today in our society would be widows and widowers. Would be orphans, people who do not have a family or who are separated from their family because they come from a broken family. It could be people who are homeless. It could be people who are living in some kind of dire poverty. It could be people who are living in the country who are alien residents. They're not citizens of the nation. It could be refugees, people who have to leave their country because of war or some other reason. It could be single parent families where the home is broken for whatever reason. Or elderly. A lot of times they have a lot of struggles too and people overlook those struggles. So these would be some different examples, not limited to this, but some of the examples of people who would be vulnerable or who would be weak.
トーン字には、ね、本当に馴染みが深いアンパンマン、がいます。彼はこう何か困っている人がいるとそこに飛んでいって、助けてもらって、自分のパンを、ね、あげて、お腹を満たしてあげて、それでそこから何かその原因を突き止めに行きます。
One good example of this in Japanese culture is anpanman. Anpan, you know, is the bean paste bread. And this man created the cartoon character anpanman. And when people are sick or when they're hurt, when they have something, he takes his head is basically bread, and he pulls off some of the bread and he gives it to the person who needs it.
この2年前に亡くなられた柳瀬隆さん、作者の柳瀬隆さんは、戦いよりもまず飢えている者たちにパンを与えること、それが正義だと言っています
。The man who created Anpanman passed away 2 years ago. He actually is a Japanese Christian. And he said, justice is more than going and fighting wars against other people. True justice is giving bread to those who are hungry.
弱き者をいたわる正義、聖書が語る正義をこう分かりやすく表してくれている一つの例だと思います。
I think this is a good example for us to understand the justice of God in a more simple way.
ヤコブの手紙2章にまた戻っていきましょう。エコフリキをしてはいけない。貧しい者を虐げてはいけない。だって神様は貧しい人を選ばれたでしょ。そういうふうに語った後、ヤコブは最後に、このことを思い出してほしいと言っています。
If you go back to James chapter 2, today's passage, I'd like you to especially focus on verse 12. After James goes through it and he talks about not showing favoritism, he sort of ends the idea. This is what he's wanting to tell the people who are the followers of Jesus who he writes the letter to. He says, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom.
そう、12節、13節を読んでみたいと思います。自由の律法に裁かれる者らしく語り、またそのように行いなさい。憐れみを示したことのない者に対する裁きは、憐れみのない裁きです。憐れみは裁きに向かって勝ち誇るのです。12節、英語ではね、実はもうちょっと分かりやすく話して、語っていて、自由の律法というのは、自由を与えてくれる律法だと言っています。
In verse, I read verse 12, but let me read verse 13, 12 and 13 together. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
福音を思い出して、神様が示してくださった深い憐れみを思い出してとヤコブは言っています。
In this way, he doesn't use these words, but I think what James is saying is, I want you to remember the gospel. I want you to remember the gospel story and the gospel enacted in your life. This is a part of what the gospel story is.
罪によって死という裁きを本当は受けるはずのこの命なんですけど、イエス様が十字架の上で代わりにその死の裁きを受けてくださったおかげで、私たちは許されて、そして生かされている。
Because of our sin, the proper judgment, the proper thing that we should receive for our sin is death. But it's not death that we receive, but in God's mercy, through Jesus dying on the cross, we receive forgiveness and we are made whole. That's the gospel story, and that's what James is saying here.
正義を行うとき、始まりはいつもこの福音からでなければいけません。私たちは神様のその憐れみ深い愛を思い出して、それと同じように憐れみ深い愛によって正義を行っていく必要があります。
It is impossible for us to separate God's justice from the gospel and from the gospel story. It always starts with the gospel. We think about our God who is full of mercy and compassion and how he showed that mercy and compassion. And our response is also to show that mercy and compassion. That is the justice of God.
最後に一つ、お話をしたいと思います。これは去年の10月。ミシガン州のエメットという町での出来事でした。
I want to end with a story to illustrate this idea again of God's justice in another way. This is a story from last year in October in the city of Emmett in Michigan State. And it's a story about a man there.
この日、公安局員のベンさん、公安局員というのは安全を守る警察官のようなもの。ベンさんはある車の安全を確認してほしいという通報を受けました。車にはあるお母さんと5歳の娘さん、そしてもう一人の友人が乗っていました。ベンさんは車の中を見てみると、5歳の娘さんはシートベルトをして座席に座っていました。
On that day, the public safety officer, Ben Hull, was working. And while he was working, he noticed in one of the vehicles that was driving by, a woman was there in the car with her friend and with her five-year-old child. And he noticed that the child was not in a child seat, not in a booster seat.
ミシガン州では7歳以下の子供は車に乗るときはチャイルドシートに座ることが法律で義務付けられていました。指摘を受けたお母さんでしたが、子供がチャイルドシートに座らなければいけないことは知っていたと素直に違反を認めました。
Michigan state law requires that all children who are ages 7 and under must be in a booster seat or some kind of child seat when they're riding in a car. And so when he pulled her over and pointed this out to her, she actually was very honest and accepted, saying that she knew that she broke the law.
この時、お母さんはとても困った状況にいました。買った車のローンを十分に払えていなかったため、ちょうどその日、所有していた車を取り上げられてしまっていたのです。そして娘さんを乗せていたチャイルドシートもその車の中に入ったままで一緒に持っていかれてしまっていました。
This woman was a single mother who had fallen on a difficult time financially, and earlier in the day, her car had been repossessed with the child's car seat in it, and her friend was picking her up and bringing them back home, and that was the reason why she didn't have a car seat, and she didn't have the money to purchase a new car seat either.
経済的に厳しい状況にあった彼女は当然新しいチャイルドシートを購入することはできずにいました。話を聞いたベンさんは彼女に対して違反切符を切る代わりに別の方法でこの問題を解決することにしました。違反切符を切ったところで何の問題解決にもならないと考えたのです。
Officer Hall heard this story and he understood the situation and he showed compassion to her, and he realized, by law he has to give her a ticket, but by giving her a ticket he doesn't really solve the real problem that is there, and so he decided to solve it in a different way.
ここでの根本的な問題は安全のためにチャイルドシートに座るべき娘さんが座れないでいるということでした。彼はそのお母さんと一緒に近くのホームセンターに行きました。そしてそこで違反切符を切る代わりに彼女にチャイルドシートを購入してあげたのです。
The essential problem was the fact that the child did not have the safety requirements. Not that the mother did not want to provide it, but that she could not provide it. And so rather than giving her a ticket, he had them follow him to a home center, and he went and purchased a child seat for them, for the family.
ベンさんの深い思いやりと優しさにお母さんはとても感激して、彼を彼女の人生に与えてくださったことに神様にそのことを神様に感謝しました。
The mother thanked God for Officer Hall and for what he did that day, not only in understanding the problem but in providing a good solution and showing compassion in that situation.
ベンさんはこのお母さんが何か法律に違反していること、ということの代わりに彼女が娘にチャイルドシートを買ってあげられずにいること、またはその娘さんがチャイルドシートに座れずに安全に車に乗ることができていないという状況に目を向けて、その状況を正しい状況へと変えたのです。
In our human idea of justice, we would only focus on the fact that the officer by law is to give her a ticket for the child seat which she does not haveFor her child, but he went beyond and saw what the problem was and offered a different solution by purchasing for her a child seat and making sure that the child was safe. That was the deeper problem.
私たちもまず今週神様の正義を行っていきましょう。悪を止めること、悪を裁くことだけじゃなくて、ベンさんの行ったように身の回りにいる弱い立場にある人たちに目を向けて、その方々をいたわる憐れみの正義を行っていきましょう。それが私たちがイエス様の弟子として生きるということだからです。
So the challenge for us is to think about how we live out the justice of God in our daily lives as well. Not just stopping the bad, but how is God sending us out this weekinto the lives of other people and seeing the areas where there is injustice in their lives, and how is God sending us to help create a more compassionate that reflects his love. And let's remember that as we're doing that, we are living out the gospel of Jesus. What we have received from Jesus, we're also living and sharing that with other people. That's our challenge.
今日少し学んだ、神様の正義を、行っていくためにまずこの、次の歌を歌って、福音のことを思い出しながらもっとこうそのことに思い巡らしながら祈りとしたいと思います。
So we want to、sing a song together, and this song reminds us of the justice of God、in how we have received that from Him, how He has restored us and how He has redeemed us、through His grace and through His mercy. So we'll do that to remind ourselves and to be called to send out to live that justice this week.
この歌、有名な Amazing Grace っていう歌なんですけど、ちょっとこうバージョンが違って、ちょっとテンポが早め、あとは、コーラスがちょっと加えられています。
So we sang this song last week, and it uses、the words and the basic tune、from the old hymn of Amazing Grace. But it's a little bit different, and it's a little bit faster, and there's an additional chorus、portion、to this song. So we're going to sing it in that way.
ただこう歌いながらその言葉の意味一つ一つをこう考えながら、賛美しましょう。
But what we don't want you to lose is the meaning of the words. So if you're not familiar with the song, or you really want to focus on the words, you can even just sit and listen and think about the meaning of this. じゃあまず、英語で歌って、それから日本語で歌います。
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace.
Amen.